Hey, and welcome to Sentinel Watch, where every week we tackle big questions from a spiritual perspective. I'm Carlos Machado. Did you know that there have been spiritual healings through Christian Science in cases that have been diagnosed by medical professionals? Many of them have been published in the Christian Science periodicals. And today I have a guest with me who is going to share a couple more with us, Tien Langua from Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. Tien, welcome to our virtual studio here in Sentinel Watch.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad that you're here with us as well. Just to kind of get to know you a little bit better, what's your background in Christian Science? Did you grow up with it or did you find it along the way sometime?
I was fortunate to be able to go to the Christian Science Sunday School, and my mom was really a dedicated Christian Scientist. So I have had that with me ever since I can remember.
What was one of your favorite memories from Sunday school?
I had a great Sunday school teacher for my high school class. He was this great guy. We really talked about the things that were on our mind. I mean, we used the Christian Science Bible lesson and those things along with it, but he just really showed us that it was something you could rely on for any kind of challenge that you had. And that was really great for me. I mean, it really has helped me a lot in my life.
That sounds wonderful. So Amy, who's our executive producer, has told me that you have a couple of really good healings that you want to share with us.
Yeah, I do. Several years ago, a piece of my front tooth broke off, and it was pretty noticeable. So I was really eager to get it repaired. And we all know what that looks like with a missing front tooth. But there was a dentist within my walking distance from my house. I'd never been to her before, but I thought, I'm just going to walk down there and see if they can take me in. And she could. Right away, I was able to get in. But since it was the first time I'd ever been there, the dentist said that I needed a full set of x-rays. That was their policy for new patients. So I went ahead with that. And it ended up being a real easy fix to take care of that broken tooth. And then the dentist went off to another room to read those x-rays they'd taken. And when she came back, she told me that she was really concerned. And she said that I had advanced stages of a degenerative gum disease and that quite a bit of deterioration had already taken place that was irreversible. She said she could see signs of my gums, in her words, going in a downward spiral. And she said that my teeth would just continue to break because they were weakened from this gum problem. She said that there wasn't really a lot that could be done to most of the areas that had been already degenerated. And, you know, as she talked to me and said certain words like degenerative and irreversible and deterioration and downward spiral, my thought was immediately flagged.
What do you mean by that?
As from my study of Christian Science, I knew those were not the qualities of God or God's reflection, which is me, and that I didn't have to accept those claims of any matter evidence as part of my experience. And then as I sat there, I know she was kind of still talking, but I was, you know, just kind of letting angel messages come to me about I was regenerated by God's ideas and thoughts, and that truth preserves me. And, you know, the only thing that really was irreversible about me was that I was perfect. And my heritage was as love's idea, which was completely good.
Can I ask you a couple of questions? You mentioned sitting there praying and letting angel messages come to you. I think that has a very specific imagery for some people. What does that mean to you?
Oh, I love that. It's something actually from Sunday school days for me. It really means thoughts from God. I remember in one of the young Sunday school classes, we would play a game for, you know, let's listen. How can you tell if God's talking to you? If there's an angel message that talks to you, how do you know what that is? And, you know, we would shout out things like, well, it feels really good, or it feels soft, or it's comforting. But they're messages that come from God. It's how we know that God's communicating with us, and we can call them angel messages, but they're really God's thoughts.
I was interested by something you said, that whenever the dentist came back, they, you know, told you what they were concerned about. And you said that you knew that you didn't have to accept those claims of matter. I think you said you didn't have to accept the claims of matter evidence. And I'm thinking about just anybody listening to this podcast who, you know, goes to the dentist regularly or a doctor. And, you know, it's pretty normal to just listen to what a dentist or doctor is telling you and just accept what they're saying as what's happening with the body. What made you think that in that situation, it was important for you to think differently about what was being said about your condition?
Yeah, glad to clarify that. I mean, I have had so many experiences from the time I'm little, I guess, that stem back to the first chapter of Genesis in the Bible that says we're made in the image and likeness of God. And obviously, that's not material. So I've known from an early age that I am spiritual. I'm not going to get waylaid by what I might see on my body or someone tells me as a diagnosis. I can listen and listen for thoughts to refute what that might be, but I've just had so many experiences now where I know that isn't necessarily where I get my truth. And so I'm guided by God. God's always telling me and showing me what's true. And I just think probably because I've had so many experiences where that proved to be true, that if I listened to God, I would get a thought about what is really true in the moment, even if I didn't understand it totally or see it. I have so much trust in what God tells me and shows me now that it helps me see past what that other evidence might be trying to tell me.
Tiana, I really love this. I like how your focus is changing to seeing what God is telling you about yourself. But I do want to ask, were you at all afraid about the diagnosis?
I wasn't really afraid at the time because I knew I could count on what God knows about me. And I was already working with a Christian Science practitioner with some other issues. So when I got home, I called her and I explained a bit about what I was told at that appointment. And, you know, we went through some of the beliefs that were mentioned that centered around decline and aging. And one by one, we just refuted each of those suggestions as we were talking. And I remember working specifically with regeneration and freshness and renewal, and that those were my qualities that God had given me. You know, they can't be taken from me. And we just continued to talk and pray about what God knew about me. And, you know, really from my memory, the practitioner and I didn't spend a lot of time praying specifically about a dental issue because we were already really working to identify me only as how God knew me and that I was embodying God's perfect qualities of foundation and wholeness and health and strength. And one thing I do remember in Mary Baker Eddy's definition of man, she talks about all of us, God's children, as God's reflection. And she said that we have not a single quality underived from deity.
You mentioned a couple of things that I want to make sure are really clear for our listeners, especially those who may be new to Christian Science and its practice. You mentioned Mary Baker Eddy. She is the founder and the discoverer of Christian Science, who wrote what's considered the textbook of Christian Science, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. You also said that you were working with a Christian Science practitioner, and that's someone who is available to pray with others when they're dealing with any number of situations, whether, you know, they're physical or relationship or financial or otherwise. I'd love to know more about what's actually happening in your life while you're doing this. Take us back to the story.
I was actually right in the process of moving here to a new state. And I was just saying that, you know, thinking about those thoughts of newness and regeneration and freshness helped even thinking about my move. So after about a year of moving here, I went to a dentist in my new location just for a cleaning, and once again, new x-rays were taken. That was their policy. And when I was having my teeth cleaned, the hygienist said, "How are you caring for your gums?" She said, "They're so healthy." She said, "They're like those of a 30-year-old. They're in such good condition and so strong." And I hadn't really even thought of that previous gum diagnosis for a while when making the appointment or anything. And I realized I hadn't experienced any issues with my mouth or teeth or gums since moving. And I was just filled with gratitude because there had been so much transformation and renewal in my thought with just my reliance on God in the move. And I realized there had been a complete healing. And I realized that, you know, sometimes it's important to specifically tackle in depth the suggestion. And the practitioner and I did a little bit of that at the beginning, but I felt so solid in the just staying with what we were working on, kind of the general, what's my identity as God's image and likeness, as God's reflection, full of God's qualities, that I didn't specifically think about teeth anymore. Oh, I need to heal this issue or I need to heal that issue. I was just kind of immersed in really staying with who I was as God's idea. So there is definitely was prayer. It just wasn't so specifically directed at certain physical issues. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense.
So it was just a great experience, a complete circle of another one of those times of really trusting God's thoughts and knowing that there was going to be a solution.
And I mean, you've said this already, but I wonder if you can sort of spell it out for listeners. You know, when you're talking about your identity, you're talking about your identity the way that God sees you. Was there anything you found in that time that was maybe new information for you about your identity, or was it more of something that you felt you needed to work on as a reinforcement to those childhood lessons?
I think I got more clear on I'm not this mixed person that's part spiritual and part material, and that I'm this, you know, good human trying to work my way to being spiritual. I mean, I think many people probably grapple with that. And I think I just got more clear that I could make a choice here on how I was going to think of myself and others as everyone being God's child, the only father, mother, the only source, the only cause and effect. And I just got more clear about that because really for more than a year, we worked on that, that whole sense of identity in very different capacities. But really, who am I? Am I a matter-based being trying to find my spirituality? But no, I am spiritual right now and learning more and more about that. And it's true about everyone, which also helped me, you know, if I had an issue with another person, to be able to know who they are too, as God's good child, always open to God's thoughts and ideas and God's doing.
This all sounds really great to me. You know, you mentioned you had other things that you were working through and other experiences where you've had healing like this as well. And I wonder if you wouldn't mind sharing another, just because, like, when there are physical healings like this, they are such a convincing proof that that relation to God and working on our understanding of it has an impact that is extremely important to our lives.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. I was having, you know, a really fun evening with my husband and a friend who was visiting from out of town, and I was carrying a large pile of plates while talking to them, and I started to trip over the open dishwasher door, not remembering it, I'd already opened it. And In trying to save the plates, I really moved awkwardly and jammed my foot super hard into the dishwasher door. And there was a big noise as the dishes fell into sink, even though all of them were okay, none of them broke. So the others turned and said, you know, are you okay? And without any hesitancy, I answered, yes, I'm all right. Everything is okay. And the words just kind of came out of my mouth. And I knew there was truth in them. So I purposely didn't look at my foot and I went on to load the dishes in the dishwasher, but there was a lot of pain in my foot. But I just kept staying with that first statement, you know, I'm okay. I know that's what God knows. And I found in other situations that starting with what God knows about me is the place to begin rather than what just happened and what am I going to do. But I know that comes from practicing that too. And so I went over to sit with the others for a little while, but I was so distracted due to the pain that I eventually looked down at my foot and I saw that one of my toes was in a really very unnatural position and seemed to be just kind of flimsy and really blue. Mm. And so I said to my friend, who happens to be a Christian Science practitioner, that I was going to take some quiet time in my room and because I thought my toe was broken or at least dislocated. And I knew she would also be supporting me prayerfully. And I remember so clearly that I just sat in my chair and I said, God, I'm here. And I know you're here and I really need you. And it was just my reaching out to, you know, what do you know about this? And thoughts came to me right away. And I know it was God communicating with me. And I just felt God's complete love for me and that our relationship was intact and it couldn't be broken and I couldn't be broken and that I lived and moved in her harmony. I was held there in love's care. And I felt so much comfort in those few minutes that I got up and I rejoined the others. There was still pain and the toe hadn't changed. But when I met back up with my friend, she said, you know, when you said earlier, yes, I'm okay, that really was true. And it was a protection to you. And it definitely was what God knew about you. And that just felt so true and right and comforting. And a little later, as I was thinking about this, I realized that that resolve of saying right away that I was okay came from something that I love that Mary Baker Eddy wrote. And I jotted it down. When an accident happens, you think or exclaim, I am hurt. Your thought is more powerful than your words, more powerful than the accident itself, to make the injury real. Now reverse the process. Declare that you are not hurt and understand the reason why, and you will find the ensuing good effects to be in exact proportion to your disbelief in physics and your fidelity to divine metaphysics, confidence in God is all, which the scriptures declare him to be. And like for me, that reason why that she talks about comes from that first chapter of Genesis that I mentioned before that tells us that God made all of us in his image and likeness, which is spiritual and all good. And we prayed together the next couple of days, but the next day it had been about 2.5 days since I had hit that foot. It seemed right to go and get that toe set as it still wasn't in its proper place. Mm-hmm. And when I arrived at the clinic, the med tech who first looked at the toe said it was indeed out of place. And it looked as if it was broken as well, but that she would take some x-rays. And she wheeled me in a wheelchair to the examining room and told me that it might be a while before they could get to me because I was just a walk in there. But that turned out to be really good because that gave me some quiet time alone in that examining room. And the practitioner working with me had been inspired the day before by working with the scientific statement of being. and which is a great paragraph written by Mary Baker Eddy that really is a gold mine as far as showing what God is and who we are. And I don't know, do you want me to read that?
Yeah, or? If you have it with you, why don't you read it for our listeners?
Yeah, I do. There's a question that she asks, and it says, what is the scientific statement of being? And the answer is, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. And she had taken this scientific statement of being line by line and applied it to me. And so I just went through that line by line, and it just came even more clear to me that I was not matter, but I'm love's perfect spiritual image. And that includes wholeness and completeness. And so when the X-ray tech came back for me to go to the other room, I just got up from the table there and didn't use the wheelchair, just walked to that X-ray room. And when I sat up on the table, I could see that my toe was completely back in place. Though no one had touched it or manipulated it anyway, it was right back where it was supposed to be. And the doctor came in to see me and to read the X-rays, and he said that my toe had been dislocated, but it had come back to the exact perfect location. He also said that there was evidence that there had been a fracture in the toe, but here's the cool thing. He said it had knitted itself back together and looked as though it had been healing for at least 2 to 3 weeks already.
Wow.
And so he handled my foot in various areas and said everything was fine, that there was nothing he needed to do unless I wanted him to wrap some tape around it, which I didn't see was necessary. And the incident had only happened a few days ago, but the X-ray showed that there had been advanced healing. And that was just so great.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. And I love the sweetness of just the whole story. It's just so sweet to me.
Well, and there's actually another little part of it, too, that happened afterwards when I got home, if you want me to share some more.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, when I got home, I started feeling a little bit of uncomfortableness in the toe. And it came to me, you know, I was still thinking that something happened, that I had bashed my foot and done something to it. And even though we'd been concentrating so much on what was true, that was still trying to linger in my thought, and I mentioned that to the practitioner, and we both prayed to see that there wasn't anything in my past or present that could be painful or cause suffering to me. And as I thought about that and really wanted to accept that truth, a thought came to me that I had kind of tucked away for a long time, something that had been kind of painful to me, and it had to do with a relationship with a family member that I still felt some sadness about. But what I recognized that in those times when I thought that situation was happening or even was present in my thought afterwards as disappointing or hurtful, mm-hmm. that what God knew was that all along he was really holding us both in his goodness and comfort. And even if I didn't see that in the moment, or even in, you know, years since that had happened, it felt like a real revealing to me that, you know, what was really happening in those moments wasn't what I thought, but God was really holding us there. And that was really helpful for me. And also I thought, you know, this had been kind of emotional for me at different times. I felt hurt and disappointment, but I realized that's not who God made, a bundle of emotions that sometimes were good and sometimes were uncomfortable, that really I was embodied with God's ideas, God's qualities. That's who I was. And, you know, with that thought of emotions not defining who I was, all of that just dissipated. I was able to let that go and put it down as something that didn't belong to me. And I even had an image of being at a luggage carousel and picking up a suitcase and realizing it wasn't mine and then just putting it back down. I was able to do that with that. You know, that situation was never part of me or my history. Those emotions didn't come from God. I could just put it down and I didn't have to keep relearning that. And it was just kind of the cherry on top to the healing. And just a couple of days after that, I got a message from this family member saying, thanks for how you've always thought of me and the nice things that you've done for me. And it seemed like it was out of the blue, but it just showed me that healing was complete all around, and it involved much more than a toe.
That is so sweet. I love that so much. Tien, thank you for joining me here in our virtual studio. It's been really wonderful talking with you.
Oh, I've loved it. I love to remember these truths that have spurred me along. So it's great.
I've been speaking with Tien Langua from Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. Sentinel Watch is a production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Carlos Machado. The podcast is produced by me, Sophie Ungerleiter, and our executive producer, Amy Richmond. Our editor is Ethel Baker. Our audio engineers are Tim Malone, Noel Flatt, Alyssa Britton, and Ian Case. Our theme music is by Jonah Bobo.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.